721 here at KLGR 1490, and we are lucky enough here today to be able to talk to Sarah Kuglin again about what is happening with, of course, social media. That is your kind of expertise, and you love to talk about social media.
Yes, exactly.
It's actually become a business for you. Good morning.
It really has. The web world has turned web and social, absolutely.
Yeah, tell people just a little bit about your business first, where you're located, the name, how to find information.
Yeah, my business is Redwood Valley Technical Solutions. We're a web design and online marketing business in Redwood Falls. Basically been doing this for 10 years, helping businesses build websites. And, you know, in the last 3 to 5 years, social media is a huge part of having an online presence. So, my website's rvtechsolutions.com, and we work out of our home. We can work basically anywhere with technology, which is the great part about it.
Hey, can I just mention real quick, being we're talking about technology?
Yes.
How great was it yesterday to see my phone go from 3G to 4G in Redwood Falls?
It's the little things in life, isn't it? Absolutely.
I can't
so
tell
exciting.
You. I know. And my phone is finally working faster.
Yes,
It did make
today.
A difference.
We have connections wherever we go. It's so fun. Love it. And that's great. And I'm part of the broadband committee, the broadband initiative committee. And, you know, next big step is broadband to the home.
Yes.
We're going to keep things going here in the area with keeping up with technology. It's so important.
But, you know, and it is a good point, though, to make this morning, and I'm not sure it's what you wanted to talk about, but
no,
having the 4G, though, you know, even yesterday before we had the 4G, trying to post a picture to Facebook while I was at the community center at the health fair, it wouldn't go.
Right.
You know, so it does make a difference for our businesses and
absolutely
being able to have that service and access.
Yep, we just have to get in the mindset that we're always connected and you can always be sharing with your network too, like you said, anywhere you're at, the health fair or when you're at local events or when something's going on at your office, use your mobile device or your tablet to upload. And with 4G now, yay, it's fast, it'll work, you know, you can upload big photos, so exciting.
Well, I'm glad that we have people like you and Julie Rath at the RADC. They're really advocating for that technology to reach our rural areas.
Yes, it's been some exciting stuff. Julie's working really hard. We have a whole committee that's been working really hard. There's going to be some upcoming meetings. We just want to get everybody on board and realize how important it is to keep up with technology for the future. Too, not for just right now.
We're bringing the whole world to us here in little, you know, communities like this. So it's great.
Thanks to the web, we can.
Yeah. So you kind of wanted to talk about various things this morning, several things that maybe folks didn't know and that you want to make sure that they are educated on when it comes to social media.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about kind of what we're talking about now, events, things that are happening and helping each other out and how social media is such a great tool for that. A lot of times we talk about how you can use social media to better your business, but you can also help us as an area as a whole better our businesses too. You were talking about the Dollars for Scholars art event, you know, are you sharing that with your network? The health fair and the bike rodeo, I saw so many people sharing that on social media yesterday. What a great way to promote things going on. AgQuest and Harvestland has an Easter egg coloring contest on their website and their social networks. And we can help each other by sharing that information and content. And that's called at tagging or referring to other businesses or even people. And, you know, there's kind of a technical side to that. You can just talk about people, but as far as talking about a business such as Harvest Land and AgQuest coloring contest, but you can actually refer to them using the at symbol, and it creates a link to their account. So then in that sense, you get to broaden your reach, and others get to see that you're referring to them, and then you're helping your network receive more valuable information too. And it's just an easy way to use social media.
You know, another one of your family businesses, Blossom Town, they did beautiful flowers for my daughter's graduation last year. And so as an example, I took some pictures. I put, look at the beautiful flowers at Blossom Town did.
Yes.
And then, you know, because I was saying thank you, other people were seeing the work they did. It's a great way to kind of try to, like you said, promote what's going on here.
Yes, that's such a great thing to do. And thank you. And what that does is by using that at symbol and typing in Blossom Town, it creates a link to the Blossom Town page for all of your friends to get to see us. And that's just a great thing to do, a great way to say kudos or thank you or check this out. And we can do that with each other. I mean, it can be anything from, if you're an ag business, you can share all the scholarship information going on right now on different sites. You know, there's nonprofit events going on. The chamber has events. You can use that at symbol to refer to them to just grow a further reach, but help people find more information.
And if people don't know what you mean by the at symbol, it's above the number 2 on your keyboard. It's right. The A with the circle around
the
it.
The at sign. And, you know, I actually have a blog post on my website that has a video that shows you exactly how to do that. And it's actually referring to KLGR on it. But you can check that out because it's just a little step-by-step. But once you start doing it, you can use that on all the networks, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Pinterest even. But it helps you because you're growing your reach by putting your name out on other networks. But it's also helping them, and it's helping us as an area as a whole.
I'm sure everybody that's on Facebook at one time or another has seen a post by somebody that lists a business and a picture of interest, and then you click on that business, and that's exactly what we're talking about.
Exactly. You can do it with people as well. You can refer to people too. But yep, so then your friends might see that you're referring to a business and they can click the like button.
Absolutely. Now, what about, can you tag businesses or friends in photos too if you don't use the at signal?
Yes, you can actually. That's a great way to do that too. If you post a photo, like you said, you can tag them in the photo. Not all businesses have that option set up on Facebook. So if you can't tag them, it may be because that business doesn't have that set up in their settings. So if you are a business, you probably do want people tagging photos of you. Of course, you can monitor that. But check your Facebook page settings to allow tagging of photos. But yeah, it's a great way to share photos too and tag other people.
And for those that are concerned about what kind of photos they might get tagged on, you can always untag yourself in a photo.
That's right. And you should have your Facebook page set up so that you get notifications when someone refers to you or tags you, all that good stuff, so you can watch that too.
Now, mostly what I have been thinking about when we've been talking just now is Facebook, but you're saying that on Twitter and stuff, that can be done the same way?
Absolutely. Actually, Twitter, the way you conversate with people is using the at tag. So you use at Sarah Kuglin, at KLGR Radio, and that's definitely referring to them, and that's how you talk about them and create links to them as well. Same with Pinterest.
What are some of the things that maybe people need to know about, you know, when it comes to kind of helping each other out with businesses that maybe the do's and don'ts?
Well, sure. You have to have, obviously, you want etiquette. If you don't want something to be seen or said online, don't post it, of course. There's that good Facebook and social media etiquette.
Yeah, and I always hope that people are being considerate that if you've got a complaint about a business, Facebook might not be the place to put it.
Yeah, or maybe
we don't want to discourage
message.
People. Yeah, we don't want to discourage people from coming to our area.
That's right. I agree 100%. It is an etiquette thing. And, you know, sometimes you have opinions, but use the inbox or let the person or business at least address it. But, you know, as far as etiquette, you can tag people, you can tag businesses, just use, you know, your common sense on that. And if you don't want your business tagged in something someone says, like you said, you can untag it.
And, of course, don't forget, I mean, it seems obvious, but don't forget to share it with your family, your friends, you know, those people that you know. I mean, nobody likes, sometimes people don't like all that unsolicited kind of emails and stuff, but,
right.
You know, usually a simple thing like a Facebook post or a Twitter post doesn't bother people as much.
Right,
I mean,
when there's, like, the bike rodeo yesterday, that's something you want to take your kids to. Of course you want to share that. So use that share button to help spread the word of what's going on around here for businesses and organizations and events that are happening. It's a huge part of why Facebook is viral. It's a huge part of why we have such great conversations going on around here about business and people and events.
I can tell you personally, I love when people share our posts from Facebook. You know, if it's a news story link or information about the weather, we love that people are sharing it.
Yeah, it's a kind of a kudos or this is important information or I really liked this. And it's so easy. It's a share, you know, what great way to conversate with people.
Yeah. What other kind of tips and advice did you want to cover this morning?
Well, you know, I really just wanted to talk about that. We have a lot of, you know, tips like this on how to grow your Facebook, social media, Twitter presence. A lot of people are asking about Twitter. I mean, if you watch TV or listen to the radio, they're always talking about tweets, tweet this or what was tweeted and what was, you know, and a lot of people are wondering what is Twitter and how do I use Twitter? And it's really easy and it's just a quick, fast, conversational social network. And we have a blog post on my site at rvtechsolutions.com on what Twitter is and how to set it up, as well as if you're wondering about starting a Facebook business page, we have a blog post on setting up a Facebook business page. It's really easy.
And if people are worried about, you know, I can't go to Facebook and Twitter and Google+, and I can't do all of those and update all of them, there are ways of linking them all together. You update one, it goes to all. Am I right?
Absolutely. You can link a lot of the sites, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you can post to each other, or you can use a tool like Hootsuite, or there's TweetDeck, and they let you send out your message to all of your social networks in one place, which is really awesome. It depends on, you don't have to be on all the social networks either. You want to go where your network is at, of course, where your people are at. But yeah, it's not difficult, and if you make a plan, it's not time-consuming. If you just put it together and use tools that are available like Hootsuite, it's really easy and a great marketing tool.
And again, if you're just getting started, you can help.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always here to help. Questions, comments, use our blog. We try to post as much information as possible on our Facebook page, Twitter accounts, Google+. If you haven't heard of Google+, you're going to want to learn about it.
I know. I'm thinking that that's the next thing, and I've been seeing it come up, so I know that I'm going to have to get on board with that.
Yes.
So rvtechsolutions.com is the website, and so you can go there and check out these blogs. Free information about social media and how to promote our businesses here in southwestern Minnesota. That's why she got the special award this year from the Chamber, by the way.
Thank you. So, very exciting.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah, again, for coming in and getting us up to date on some of these social media things, and definitely 10 years ago when you got started with this, you maybe wondered where it was going to go, and I bet you never guessed it was going to go this viral.
No, we were using ICQ, for those of you who remember that, and who would ever thought that we'd be so social.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. I feel like I have friends all over the world.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks,
thanks,
Laura.
Sarah. Sarah Kuglin here this morning from RV Tech Solutions. Great resource, great website. Be sure that you check it out. Go to their website, check out some of those blogs, and find out more about how we can continue to promote Southwest Minnesota through social media.